worth celebrating because that day, so long ago, Jesus gave his life for our sins. So we just would like to present this night of scripture and worship for you. So if you will, go ahead and stand up and we'll open up with a word of prayer. Dear God, we come to you today to remember and celebrate that gift that you gave us so long ago. And just be with us, please, as we open our hearts and we just pour out our praises in your name. Thank you so much. Amen.
Jesus came into Jerusalem, heralded as a king, a conquering hero, and for this they rejoiced.
One, two, intro, two, three, four.
Intro, all in.
Y'all may be seated.
Jesus spent his life on earth and as an example to us all on how to live a perfect life in the most amazing way possible, because he loved us with a servant's heart.
Fetch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss. The Father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. My sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not
given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise, the cup, after they had eaten, saying, "The cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." Jesus prepared with his closest friends for the Passover meal while being fully aware of what was about to come. He knew that his entire quiet moment of his life. He knew all of these things, and he knew that they were justified, because this was the way that humanity could be saved. This is the reason that we have communion. We get to take the bread and the cup and remember him. But to do that, he had to sit at that table and ask to be remembered. Knowledge must have been terrifying. We take communion and we remember so that we have eternal life. And we show our gratitude. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the example that you set for all of us. Thank you so much for the sacrifice. Thank you so much for each and every painful whip that you took, for each and every painful step that you took, for each drop of blood that you bled.
One, two, one, two, three, four, five, six.
Praise the Lord. nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing Ave.
It is totally odd for me to be up here this time of day. And you know, it's Friday. And the question to begin today is, have you ever wondered why we call it Good Friday? What is good about Good Friday? You know, what is good about a day that commemorates the torture and execution of Jesus on the cross? You ever thought of that? You know, it's easy to think of Good Friday as a dark day, isn't it? On the cross provided the way for our relationship with God to be restored. That's why it's Good Friday. It started on Maundy Thursday when Jesus was arrested after the Last Supper with his disciples. And then Jesus endured the mockery of two trials. He was beaten, mocked, spat upon, ridiculed with a robe and a crown of thorns. He had his back lacerated by the Roman cat of nine tails, a cross that he's going to be nailed onto. Doesn't sound like a very good Friday, does it? Jesus suffered the shame of the cross, a punishment for criminals. For criminals. Jesus was publicly humiliated and shamed. He was stripped naked, and he suffered the horror of anticipated death, the pain of unattended to, and it was a Good Friday. What an awesome promise. What an awesome promise. The price for our sin was paid in full by Jesus. And he said, it is finished. God's wrath for our sin is completely, perfectly satisfied in his Son, Jesus Christ. That phrase, it is finished, in the original language, is a declaration of victory, not defeat. You understand that? That's so important. It is finished that much. That's why. I'm still in awe every time, you know, we're singing those songs and I can feel the hair standing up on the back of my neck thinking about what he did for us. Tears come up in my eyes just thinking about it. That he was willing to suffer that way because he loves us. And I'm so in awe of God's great redeeming love. John 3:16 says, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him has a real relationship with him. To give you the assurance of this place we called heaven. He died so that you live in freedom from sin. He died to save you from a lost eternity in hell. I mean, what's not good about Friday? For all who believe in him, for all who have given their life to Jesus as Savior and Lord, for everyone who truly becomes his disciple, the promise of forgiveness, salvation, and salvation. The good news that Jesus has asked us, his disciples, to spread. The good news, the gospel message that on Good Friday, Jesus dealt with the penalty of our sin. And he has asked us to share that with the world. The good news is when we choose Jesus as Savior, our sins are forgiven. The good news of Good Friday is the good news of salvation. Again. And because he hates sin, and because he wants to restore a loving relationship with us, someone had to pay the price for our sin. What a dilemma. He loves us so much that he wants to be with us, but his holiness and his justice demands that our sinfulness keeps us away. What a dilemma. Can you imagine? In the Old Testament times, the sins were paid by sacrificing animals. There was a problem. The sacrifice had to be repeated every time somebody sinned. There'd be dead animals laying everywhere. And because the priests were human, they also had a sinful nature. There needed to be one perfect sacrifice that would pay the price for all our sins, past, present, and future. Jesus was the perfect sacrifice for us because he was sinless. The temple was torn from top to bottom. And God provided a way for us to be reconciled to him, to come to him personally. Jesus removed the barriers for anyone who wanted to know and worship God. So today, we enter into a direct personal relationship with our Father in heaven. We can serve the Lord and abide in his presence. When we accept what Christ did for us on Good Friday, we're set free from the penalty that we deserve. When we confess our sins and ask God to forgive us, we're forgiven because of what Jesus did on Good Friday. Because of what Jesus did for us, we have the promise of eternal life. That's why Good Friday is good. Salvation is available to all who place their life in Christ because of what he did on that Friday. The truth of the cross is that Jesus paid the price for every single sin that every believer has ever committed or will commit. Now, can you? Should have. His righteousness is imparted to us so that we stand before God spotless. Isn't that amazing? That because of what he did, we get to stand before God as good. Because I know some of you, you're not good. But you get to stand before God as good. You know, that's amazing. I will never again remember their sins and their lawless deeds. Isn't that refreshing? If we could only do that for each other. And when sins have been forgiven, there is no need to offer any more sacrifices because Jesus paid it all. Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. When we place life in Jesus, Father God, he's going to forgive us. We are saved by our faith in him. Believing in the forgiveness of our sins, believing Jesus as Lord and Savior, hearts, our hope of forgiveness, our assurance of forgiveness, comes from the pain Jesus endured on Good Friday. God sees all our sins. He knows what you've done, even today. But because Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice for us with his blood, we're forgiven. Now, I'm going to ask the band to come back. And as I close, let me encourage you with this Easter to remember Christ has taken care of your sins. Christ, Savior, are you ready to take that step? Or maybe you've already done that and you want to reaffirm your commitment to him. Can you see what Christ did for you on Good Friday? Can you see how great it really was? How do we sing the songs we sing and not realize how great the Father's love is for us? That he was willing to let Jesus come here that much. And the only good thing about Good Friday is his love for you. That's what makes it good. That makes it the perfect Friday. So as we're getting ready to close here in a minute, I'm gonna pray, and then we're gonna sing one more song. And we're gonna sing it, and if I believe, a cappella. And we're gonna sing this song, and afterwards we're gonna exit, suffer. beyond what any of us could imagine. Willingly. So that we could choose heaven over hell. He gives us that choice on Good Friday. But you've got to choose. So if you've got a choice to make, you make it tonight. We're so thankful that he loved us and he still loves us. And that he was willing to suffer the way he suffered so that we might choose to follow him into eternity. And Lord, as we contemplate this great act of service for our souls without any blemish, without any sin, who was willing to die for us. We thank you. In Jesus' name.